I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Libya is now considered the beachhead for the Islamic State terror group to push into Africa. Why Libya? Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA says it's a failed state located in between the Middle East and Africa. 40 groups have already pledged allegiance to ISIS. Open Doors says because people like you pray and give, there's another side to that story.
They're seeing God do miracles in spite of what the Islamic State's doing. They're seeing Christians loving their neighbors and want to know more about Christ and are coming to him. They're even seeing former persecutors coming to Christ.
We've talked about the 10-year-old refugee girl Miriam who forgave ISIS on Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. In the viral video, Miriam said that she was separated from her best friend Sandra and wanted to see her again. Well, now Sat7 has made that wish come true by reuniting them over a video phone call. Pray their friendship and faith in Jesus will inspire other Christian refugees to find peace and joy in forgiving ISIS. And remember that Kenyan Christian we told you about last month? Well, he just graduated from Moody Bible Institute, and he's starting a training/distribution center in Nairobi. Jason Wolford says Christian Resources International is helping on the distribution end.
We're getting the Word of God to people that will change them for all of eternity. Pastors, leaders, those seeking to know who God is can come and get the Word of God absolutely free.
CRI needs your help to send its first shipment of Bibles and Christian resources to Kenya on July 6th. Learn more and connect with CRI at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making it easier to pray for Muslims. Get your 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.